In the beginning,
there was the Word, then came the Encyclopedia, and now Wikipedia. Though it's often criticized for being non-authoritative, Wikipedia's peer-edited pages are the first place that many people turn for answers. According to Wikipedia, who else? There are now over 31 million entries, and overwhelmingly, for one reason or another, they are written by men. As part of its Women's History Month celebrations, the Smithsonian Institution will hold a Wikipedia Edit-a-thon tomorrow. The event is focused on teaching women to write and to edit Wikipedia entries, though anybody with a laptop is welcome. Sarah Snyder, who works in media and technology at the Smithsonian, is running tomorrow's event, and she joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
So what's your explanation for the gender gap? Only 1 in 10 women contribute to Wikipedia.
My own sense is that editing the most popular encyclopedia in the world takes a whole lot of confidence. And in the world at large, we don't always see that women are able or willing to stand up and share their views, their expertise, their opinions in public forums mm-hmm. with the same prevalence as men do. We see this in Congress and the op-ed page as well as on Wikipedia.
I've never been to an edit-a-thon. How many people? Who shows up? Are there donuts?
Absolutely. Or sandwiches, at least. Yeah. We usually invite anywhere from, 20 to 40 people. They bring their laptops. We give them all the food and caffeine that they need to keep fueled up. And then everybody sits down and starts working. I don't know if you've ever tried editing Wikipedia, but it can be a little... You should. I encourage you to try. You just click edit, and you are given an interface where you can make updates yourself. And it can be a little intimidating.
And you can make up stuff yourself, too, right?
You could, although it's been really surprising to me how difficult it is to get away with that anymore.
Do you ever worry about an edit-a-thon being taken over by an interest group or a subset of people with something? You're nodding your head yes.
Well, it's an encyclopedia. It's not a soapbox. It's not a vanity press. Mm-hmm. So it's really important that people understand the norms and rules of what an encyclopedia article is supposed to be before they start contributing. And it certainly could be an issue where somebody has a conflict of interest or a point of view or an agenda that they want to push. And if people do violate those policies, they'll just see their edits reverted. I mean, everything on Wikipedia can be rolled back with the push of a button.
The Smithsonian now has Wikipedians in residence?
We've had several Wikipedians in residence over the last 3 years. The idea is that, much like an artist in residence, a Wikipedian in residence just hangs around answering questions and contributing their knowledge. You see now around the world, an increasing number of cultural institutions will have Wikipedians on their staff. And those folks can give advice on these issues of how to use the encyclopedia to share the valuable knowledge that's locked up in our cultural institutions with a broader audience, while at the same time respecting the online community and the norms and policies mm-hmm. of the encyclopedia.
It sounds as if, and I don't know to what degree you speak for the Smithsonian and this corporately, but that you've gotten beyond the reservations a lot of professionals have about Wikipedia to the conclusion that if you want to reach people, this is a stream in which you must swim.
Right. If you think about a person has a question, mm-hmm. and likely they're going to turn to the internet for an answer, and one of the top results they'll get in their searches is going to be a Wikipedia article. So if the Smithsonian American Art Museum wants to forward understanding and enjoyment of American art, the best place for us to do that online is where the people already are.
Sarah Snyder is with the Smithsonian's American Art Museum. She will run tomorrow's Wikipedia-thon at the National Museum of Women and the Arts in Washington, D.C. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.